Well, as you point out, our main role during this event is to ensure public safety, to make sure if anyone's in trouble, we're there to help you out. If you need any advice, if you have any problems with your vehicle, all these kind of things, our officers are on hand. We've got plenty of officers. We've taken a number of measures, including cancelling annual leave, making sure training is cancelled to ensure that we've got a large amount of officers in the city. So if you have any issues at all, then please just go and talk to them. They're very approachable. No matter how insignificant you think it is, please go and have a chat with them. They're there to help you. We just like people to be sensible. It's important to stress that the torch has been halfway around the country already, and there haven't really been any crime issues or any particular crime issues. But with this amount of people in the city, it's just sensible to take a few precautions. For example, if you're carrying a handbag, make sure it's zipped up. Make sure you try and wear it on the front of you rather than around the back where someone could dip into it. If you're using the cash machines in the city, always please cover your PIN number when you use the cash machine. Or if you feel like someone's just a little bit too close to you, possibly looking over your shoulder when you're entering your PIN number, just cancel the transaction, go and do it somewhere else. Just real common sense kinds of things. If you see any suspicious activity, if you see any unattended bags, just grab the nearest officer, tell them about it so that we can act quickly. And more than anything, just keep an eye out for each other. If you see someone is struggling, someone's perhaps unwell, then please do stop and help them out. Get in touch with one of the wardens, one of the stewards, one of our officers, or any of the large amount of medical staff that will be around at the time.
It's a really exciting thing that the torch is coming here and it's coming through Lincoln. It's going to go around quite a lot of the city and then it's going to leave the following morning. What planning has gone into this process on the police side?
A huge amount of planning has gone into this. It's been talked about for probably the last year or so. Logistically, obviously, this is probably the biggest event the city's ever hosted. A huge amount of people will be up at Yarborough. A huge amount of people will be down here on the Brayford. A lot of logistical planning has had to take place with our partner agencies like the City Council and the County Council, particularly highways. There's going to be an awful lot of road closures, a lot of disruption. So an enormous amount of planning. But in the same sense as an organisation, we're really looking forward to it and we hope everyone in the city is as well. And we really want as many people to get involved as possible.
Now, if you don't want to get involved, are the police advising people to sort of stay in their homes or what?
The most important thing for us is this is a great party for the city. We want as many people to get involved as possible. But obviously, if you don't want to be involved or you can't be involved, you need to get home. It's a really important message to get across that you really do need to leave the city by around about 4 p.m. And it's not melodramatic to suggest that at that point the city